17 minutes to 1 o'clock on the Xolani Gwala Show. The Human Rights Commission will soon start investigating that incident between Ashwin Willemse, Nick Mallet and Nas Buerta. The men, you might remember, were involved in an alleged racist incident that ended in Willemse complaining about being undermined during live analysis by the two white men based on race. He then walked out of the broadcast. SuperSport then called on advocate Vincent Maleka to probe the claims of racism, and Maleka came back, said he'd found no naked racism from Mallet and Buerta. He did, however, recommend that the case be passed on to the Human Rights Commission for final resolution. And we're going to speak to the Human Rights Commission's provincial manager in Gauteng. That's Buang Jones, who joins us by phone from Johannesburg. Afternoon to you, Buang. You'll be investigating other allegations of racism, as I understand it, that fell outside the scope of the Maleka process. Just how many complaints are you looking at, and can you explain their nature?
Well, following the review by Advocate Maleka, and after consultations with both SuperSport, Mr. Ashwin Willemse, and the research work that was undertaken by the legal team, we discovered that there were other reports in the media alleging that there is a culture of racism within SuperSport. And that is why we have decided to broaden the scope of our investigation, so that we allow both past and present independent contractors and employees at SuperSport to come forward with any evidence, and interested parties to assist the commission in finding appropriate remedies should we find that there were or there is credence to allegations of racism.
Will Ashwin Willemse take part in this process?
Yes, he will take part in this process. He is central to this inquiry, and his testimony is very important. And the commission, given that we are very committed to the project of non-racialism, and we are the focal point for human rights in the country, we deemed it appropriate to give this process an opportunity so that the rights of all implicated and affected parties can be vindicated through this process.
I think we're battling with your line a bit, Buang, but I want us to persevere just a while longer, because I want to understand if this process will be limited to people who will just come to you and present their version of events. Or will you also allow then, let's say, in an Ashwin Willemse, Nick Mallet and Nas Buerta type of situation, will you allow for cross-examination and that sort of thing?
Yes, the cross-examination will happen through the commission's inquiry panel. The parties implicated or interested parties can be legally represented, but any questions should be asked through the inquiry panel of the South African Human Rights Commission. And, of course, people who would like to come and appear before this inquiry, which will be public, can also make direct submissions, which will be screened and evaluated by the evidence leaders, who will then invite them to appear before the inquiry panel.
Okay, last question. When does the inquiry begin and when does it conclude?
The inquiry will commence. The first thing of the inquiry will commence on the 20th of March at the Apartheid Museum, but we'll make further announcements on the other sittings. But the written submissions, the due date for written submissions is the 31st of May 2019.
Buang Jones, Provincial Manager for the South African Human Rights Commission's Gauteng office, thank you.